أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووهبنا له أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة منا وذكرى لأولي الألباب وخذ بيدك ضغثا فاضرب به ولا تحنث إنا وجدناه صابرا نعم العبد إنه أواب صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa wahabna lahu ahlahu wa mithlahum ma'ahum rahmatan minna wa dhikra li ulil albab. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how Allah rabbul izzat had reinstated the health of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, how Allah had cured him, granted him shifa. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we had bestowed upon him his family and the equivalence of it with them, rahmatan minna, as a means of rahmah from us, wa dhikra li ulil albab, and a reminder for people of wisdom, people of intelligence. Continuing with the narration that we were discussing yesterday, where Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to kick his heels or his foot into the ground, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a spring to come out, and that was the shifa of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, bathing in it, drinking the water from it. Then it comes in the narration that thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had desired that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstate the wealth of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam. So hence a place where they would normally, that belong to him, where normally the grain is brought and the husk is removed from the grain, in that area two clouds had come down. Two areas were there, two clouds came down, one in each area, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused from the clouds rain of gold to come down. And in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstated Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam's wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstated the children of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks specifically about his ahl, his family. And in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his health, his wealth and his children. Both Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstated, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him double. All this Allah says as a means of rahmah that had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had tested him. He was the Nabi of Allah, and undoubtedly he had passed this test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put him through. But for us, very important, wa dhikra li ulil albab, for the people of intelligence, the people of wisdom, this is a reminder that these halat, these conditions are going to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time. A very important aspect that we should all remember is that whatever we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may also take away. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, we should make shukr to Allah rabbul izzat, and that only comes when we acknowledge that these ni'mats are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we cannot acknowledge the wealth, we cannot acknowledge the resources, that these ni'mats all come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we wouldn't find any reason to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these beautiful ni'mats that Allah has given us. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to another incident in Musnad Imam Ahmad. There's one narration with regards to this incident, that on one occasion, shaitan had come to the wife of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam in the guise of a physician, an expert physician. And obviously when she saw that here is a physician that has come to town, her husband is ill, he's ailing. So what any woman or any human being will do is they would ask the physician to see and attend to that sick person, to the patient. So she does the same. But at that time shaitan said to her, see, I will give the cure, but you must take credit for it. In other words, you must say that you were the source and you were the real cause of the cure. Now when she comes home and she narrates this to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, being again a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he realized, he recognized that this was the plot of Shaitan. Now at that time, when she fell into this trap, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had felt that this was not becoming of the wife of a Nabi. So Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam resolved, he took an oath that he will give her 100 lashes. But now Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was in this condition, that for 18 years she looked after Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, and reviewing the situation, there was no form of kufr, no form of disbelief in what she had done. Obviously she would have to make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But already the oath was taken, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here refers to that incident. Allah says, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ دِيخْتًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ, and take in your hand, O Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, a handful of thin branches. In the narration it comes, it was 100 lashes that he had taken the oath of. So take 100 thin branches all together and strike her. And after you strike her, you would have fulfilled this qasam and this oath. وَلَا تَحْنَثْ, and do not break your oath, do not become false in your oath. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam a way out that Allah Rabbul Izzat himself would be pleased with. Inna wajadnahu sabira. After that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us, the reciters of the Quran Kareem, certainly we had found Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam to be patient, to be persevering. This is a certification from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that there is a Nabi of mine, here is a banda, a servant of mine, I put him through these tests, and he bore this test with absolute patience, without any reservation whatsoever. And hence Allah says, ni'am al-abd, an excellent servant was Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. And the last certification Allah ta'ala gives, innahu awwab, verily he is often turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, his heart was always directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that he made this tawbah and sought forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that these are the common factors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has described in all these anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that we had been discussing in the surah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us also with those beautiful qualities of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.